So Northeast Pennsylvania, WNEP, America's TV news station, as we have dubbed them, had a story about a mullet champion. Am I right? The mullet kid?
He's trying to be the mullet champion.
Would you say he's going for it?
He's going for it. Yeah. Yeah. So here he is. Okay. He looks like a little Danny McBride.
Oh, God.
There's a little boy in Swoyersville who means business when it comes to his haircut, even if the style would suggest otherwise.
News 16's Chelsea Strube shows us the mission that Camden Cunningham is on and why his mullet is front and center.
Who do you think's mullet's better?
Do you like yours?
It's not every day you see a haircut like this.
I like yours better too, buddy.
What do you say?
Very shy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or a child with so much passion for said haircut.
I won't keep this forever.
But it's part of what's got him
a time. I said the same thing in 10th grade and 11th and at the beginning of 12th.
But it's part of what's got him a top spot in the first round of the USA Mullet Championships, which benefits Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors for Military Veterans. Camden Cunningham of Swoyersville is currently ranked at the top.
They've got a photo. He's there with the mirrored, like, wraparound glasses. Sticking his tongue out.
Cunningham of Swoyersville is currently ranked at the top of the 5 to 8 year old group, thanks to a combination of online votes and donations.
This has been really fun, and the community support has been amazing so far. One of the children that we saw who's in a higher age category raised over $11,500. So that was a bit intimidating to keep up with. Right now we have a little bit over 1,000 that we raised.
That total is why Camden and his mother Kelsey were at the Dallas Shopping Center to try and get donations from small shops to help them compete in the next round.
That poor guy that owned the clock shop, the first customer walks in 23 years and they ask for money?
Yeah. And you know it's old because the title of it is, or the name of the shop is Ye Old Clock Shop.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Who do you think has the best haircut around?
Me.
Okay. That's the attitude we need you to have as you do this. Are you ready? There's lots of businesses here. We're here to support you if you need it, okay?
The local news panhandles with a child.
Not getting much out of this kid.
No. He does have some amazing flow, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the curls I always wanted in my mullet instead of it laying there flat. That's like nice. A loser.
Yeah, he got his mom's hair. You've seen her in the store. She's got the same kind of hair. He benefited.
Good luck.
Ready?
Time to get to business.
Come on. What do you want to say?
No, please help me win the mullet competition.
The mullet competition?
Look, kid, you're going to buy juice or not.
Yeah, I don't make a lot here, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, did they choose hey, let's go to a minimum wage strip mall?
Yeah.
This shop had to check with its manager, but they hope Camden goes all the way.
That's a nice way of saying beat it, kid.
Yeah, they didn't donate, because of how this is like a teenage girl just trying to make, some coffee and earn a couple bucks.
It sounds like something great that they should be definitely raising money for, so I'm excited to see how far this kid goes, and I wish him the best of luck.
I wish I could just get back to work, and you'd leave me alone.
As do many others who are out running errands.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Here's some Cheerios from my purse I put in there in 1978 for my kids.
There's a sticky mint.
Have a great day.
Which they might need, as sometimes distractions.
A typical four-year-old, like mom's dragging him around to raise money, and he's like, there's a bug on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this cricket.
So much.
Thank you.
Mom. Okay, you're welcome.
Mom, we'll come back.
I want this.
Okay, we'll come back.
He is such a...
Every trip to the store with my kids and everybody's kids.
I want this.
Explanations.
His brother cut his hair.
Yeah.
So we wanted to find a compromise. He didn't want to get a haircut, but we couldn't leave the half of it short. So he ended up getting the mullet.
Gosh, the only way to make that sales pitch seem any longer is to stand in a room filled with as many clocks as possible.
Ring pop
might get in the way of business.
Yeah.
If you want to help out Camden on his mullet mission or learn more about this competition, you can find a link to more information on our website, WNEP.com. Chelsea Strube, Newswatch 16, Luzerne County.
The bird shop.
Somebody says, ye old clock shop makes the money. I had to get my grandmother's grandfather clock fixed. Cost like $1 billion.
Well, yeah, but you know there aren't a lot of those places around, man. You need a clock fixed. You go to ye old clock shop, serving all of Pennsylvania and the greater New England areas. That's about it. That's what you've got, man. Like if you need a cobbler, you know, like, I got to get my shoe cobbled. There's only so many of those in the world, you know, you're going to pay for that.
Yeah. If you search cobbler, mm-hmm. Google says, did you mean gobbler?
Yeah.
Because it's like, we're surprised too.
Did you mean to put the word peach in front of that?